Here we go. Yay! Episode number... Every fucking show I do at the top, I like episode 14.
It's our July episode.
It's our July episode. Yes, that's right. Hi, everyone. Welcome to the Safe Word Podcast. Your host, of course, me, Kevin Goatee, and my lovely, is Kevin McGee holder, blonde bombshell co-host, Monica Vita.
Hello.
And as I aforementioned, Kevin McGee is joining me to my right with his green tea.
Yep. How are you? Hello, everybody. Hola.
Sounds like a kidnap video. Yes, hello, I'm fine. They're treating us very fair.
That's my stage fright got in the way. I was like,
He's actually holding up today's newspaper.
And last and not least, of course, Jen Lynch.
Welch.
There you go.
Not related to Jay Welch.
Why do you think Lynch?
I don't know why you thought
Jesus like. H. Christ, that's very... I'm sorry, I take that back. No, she's like, I'll be goddamned if I'm a Lynch, all right? My fault.
All the way out here to Secaucus, you don't even know my name. Right. I met your child.
Yeah. You know, you did.
Yeah, Nixon, right? That's your daughter's name?
Actually, it's Washington Carver. Well, today, this is the first episode back. Monica liked to make a joke last about me having the baby. The baby's here, everyone. So
you didn't have the baby. You didn't do jack shit.
Bullshit!
You played words with friends.
I put my...
I talked to your wife.
Yeah, well, my wife...
You made her drive to the hospital by yourself.
Oh, my God. Can you at least tease the story to tell on the beat? Monica's on the punchline before the fucking setup here. I held my wife's legs while playing words with friends while she was pushing out the baby because I did not want to see her hoo-ha blowing up like a fucking cantaloupe exploding. So I played words with friends, not looking, had tunnel vision the entire way, and she was.
He didn't really look at it as a miracle of life and birth.
I couldn't have said
He's
it any
like,
better than
I
that.
I can't go back in there if I see it in this state.
Well, it's funny. I'll be very upfront. Yesterday was the first day she got stitched up on that. It was the first day we were able to have sex. I was like, all right, big circle in the counter, like, yay!
Did they do the daddy stitch?
Let me just tell you right now. I felt, for the first time in my life, I felt like fucking Lexington Steel. She's like, no, slow, just ease in. I'm like, God damn.
You gotta put more feminine voice with that.
I'm like, this is what it feels to have a baby arm dick.
That sounded like an audio clip for Grindr. You know? I'm joining Grindr. Oh, yeah, a little bit more. Stitch me up now.
Ease it in.
So, yeah, needless to say, that was quite the adventure yesterday. So, yes, the baby's here. She's great. Fantastic. So we're.
I can't believe you just said that story, and then we're like, the baby's here. She's doing well.
Well,
I have a big dick, and I hurt.
Say that. I'm average, like the Joe. All right. It's July. I don't know what are we talking about today. Besides,
Independence. It's our Independence episode, so we have divorced people here.
We got.
I looked at the date. I was like 7:25.
No, country got independent.
Listen, we're all busy doing comedy.
Yeah.
This is very true. What the hell are we talking about again? Oh, yeah. Divorce. One, we have Jen here who just got divorced.
No, I got divorced in 2012.
Oh, okay.
Compared to me, she just got divorced. Mine's been longer.
And Kevin McGee is about to get married.
Thank you.
So I thought this was perfect timing. Someone who got divorced, two people got divorced quasi-recently, and a man is about to head down the aisle.
I am, yes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, who's the lucky guy?
If you say Rich Kiyanka, I'm going to lose my shit.
Rich, I love you. I do. I'm your hetero fantasy. You finally turned me into something more.
Rich just queefs daisies man. Right now hearing that.
Oh, God.
Rich is a good guy. I love Rich. He's a good guy.
Is this your first marriage?
It is.
Oh, adorable.
It is.
We'll totally change your mind.
How old are you?
39.
Mm-hmm. All right. It's not bad.
Okay. Why were you...
That's not bad.
That's like just before serial killer.
Yeah, I know.
You're getting it under.
You know what it is? I one more wedding going alone. I actually convinced myself that I was gay. I just, it was just, whatever. So I just decided I had to settle down.
Aww,
no, that's, no, that's really, not the reason why.
I hope that's how you propose.
No.
Luck. You're here.
You're older, I'm older. Let's just do this. You know what I mean? Let's not be alone.
I need a healthcare proxy.
Yeah. Yeah. No, we're actually bringing good health care to the table. So there was really, it really was true love.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. We had great health care plans. So that's why I knew. It's either true love or I'm just, we're both demented. I don't know.
Is she,
it could be both.
And what is her profession?
She is a social worker.
Oh, shit. You guys definitely don't like to make money then.
No.
She's a teacher. She's a social worker.
Yeah. We just like to you feel good in our altruistic endeavors. We just like to...
They're like, ugh, money. Ugh.
Yeah, no. No, I fantasize about money a lot. It's just, I just don't want to work for it.
Is so Rich rolling around in it on a bed? Is that the fantasy?
Like Scrooge McDuck and DuckTales swinging the vault.
Rich, he'll never have me on one of his shows again, I tell you that much. Rich, let me be on your next Rainbow podcast, please. what were we talking about?
You getting married.
I am, yeah. Yeah, I'm getting married.
How did you propose since Jen brought it up?
Oh, breakfasts.
Oh, how romantic.
Oatmeal, yeah.
I was going to say, Captain Crunch, was it?
Yep. No, oatmeal steel cut from the rice cooker.
Interesting. With the green tea?
No, the green tea was later on. That's my afternoon drink. Oatmeal is the morning routine.
Mm-hmm. And when do you fit your colonic in? What time did that happen?
About 5:30. Yeah, usually before my tofu scramble.
Interesting. So over breakfast you propose and...
I did.
How's your wife, your soon-to-be wife comes with comedy? How does she... Does she support her? Is she saying, oh, it's a cute little hobby? Or she's like, fucking do it, you know, gung-ho, make supporting fan?
Oh, no. She's very supportive of it, you know, because it's like, that's who I am.
Is she supportive, good supportive? Or is she supportive, like, annoying supportive? Like, is she supportive, like, yeah, go do your thing? Or is she supportive, like, okay, so here's how we're going to do your career. Like, here's where I need to, like, push you and shape you.
No, she, like, you know, she just accepts me, 100%. That's it. Yeah.
Good.
That's it. Yeah, we're on the same page. Yeah. So.
All right.
That's a Hallmark card if I ever heard one.
You know what? Honey, I hope you're listening.
I need the brownie points.
You are my Hallmark card, and I write in you all the time. after my green drink colonic and tofu scramble with no cheese. I'm vegetarian. Vegan.
Now, you're vegan?
Now, you know what is? I have a leather jacket, so I don't... I'm not like a true vegan, but... and like, you know, if there's only bread there and I go to a meat-heavy place, I'll like put butter on the bread. So
you fucking rebel.
I am. Yeah, I decided, you know...
So you're social. For social reasons.
You know what is? I just say... Milk and no for digestive reasons. Oh. Yeah, because I like to go to the bathroom.
I was a vegetarian for 16 years.
Wow!
And then
welcome back.
And then I got divorced. And then I was.
Oh,
like,
you were because your husband.
Well, no, we were both vegetarians when we met, and so that kind of worked out. You know, that wasn't difficult. And then,
you're like, this neighborhood has Applebee's. Let's do it.
Let's do it. Yeah. And then the divorce happened, and I just remember there being a Five Guys burger right outside my subway stop.
The song of the sirens.
Wow.
Oh my god.
Fucking love it.
Let's relapse. I had that little bacon cheeseburger, and I, like, almost every night would stop in there on my way home.
So it didn't make you sick? Because I've heard that with vegetarians.
Will was so towards meat at that point that even if it did, I didn't care. Like, I was just like, we're doing this.
Fuck the world.
Yeah, she goes, I don't care. I'll eat this on the goddamn toilet if I have digestive issues.
Huh?
It is magical.
It's beef, I'm like on board.
Well, I could not agree 100% more than that. I mean, their fucking cheeseburgers are the second best in the nation, I would say.
What was the first?
In-N-Out.
Oh, yeah.
In-N-Out.
I used to live in LA for some years.
I love it. Their fries not as good. Five Guys fries are the best.
Really?
In-N-Out, wasn't that the gay bar you
were on? Damn! Found that on Grindr, did you, son of a bitch?
I did.
That next to the manhole?
It is, yeah. Are you a vegetarian? Do you like to go in and out? Come to... No. Commercial idea. Just stopped, though. My green tea stopped working.
I'm going to say, you and Rich Kiyomko could be fucking business partners for that one.
Who's Rich Kiyomko?
The guy that put you on shows anymore?
No, he refused. I'm his... I'm that guy.
So you mentioned divorce, Jen. What was one of the reasons, the main reason, if you would just summarize why, just...
Oh.
Yeah, we like to pry here, so please.
Yeah, no. It's hard to put it into a soundbite, you know? It's hard to get it. Okay, we're still friends. We're still friends. I always say that. Like, the issue is me.
You're pretty young, I might ask. What?
I'm 35.
Okay. Oh, so you were married. Okay.
Yeah, we were together 9 years, and I knew, like, we should have been friends. Like, we should have been friends. We would have been great friends. But we just had very different values when it came to certain things in relationships.
Yeah.
Like, I wanted to have sex, and he didn't. Ever. Like, that was, like, a thing.
Interesting.
Right? Right? And I'm like, yeah, let's get married.
So, well, that's perfect, because then you're not going to have sex when you're married. So, from his standpoint, he thought it was a good idea.
I just kept thinking it would, you know, somehow...
He's like, is this why you left a cucumber on the pillow? I had no idea.
Right?
I can't read signs.
But at the same time, like, that wasn't, like, I mean, the issue's not that, like, we actually, like, the best thing that ever happened was we had this, at the very end, we had this marriage counselor who we went to, and after three sessions, like, she was like, okay, this is what Brian wants. There's nothing wrong with what Brian wants. There's somebody Brian can make very happy. This is what Jen wants. There's nothing wrong with what Jen wants. There's somebody that Jen can make very happy. You're young. You have no kids. You own no property. Why are you doing that? Like, just get out. Like, our marriage counselor was like, get a divorce. Like, that's it. It was the best thing. It was the best. Like, we're like now we're friends and we're like buddies. And like, I helped him with his OkCupid profile. Am I dating? I'm not now.
Okay.
Yeah.
What'd you put his OkCupid profile? Doesn't like to fuck. What else do you want to know?
But there are girls who would be so okay with that. And you know what? Let me tell you, if you're out there, girl, he's a fucking catch. Like, he cleans, he cooks, he keeps everything tidy, he's straight.
I was just gonna say, this isn't adding up.
No, he's totally
straight or asexual? What's
he's totally
going on
straight.
Here?
He just is like I have a very I have a very addictive personality. We kind of talked about that earlier. And so for me, like
one fuck is like a Pringles. You just can't stop.
And the poor guy was just like he couldn't win. Like he could, was just never, you know, was like never enough.
Wait, hold on. Let's stop for a second there. How many, like when you would bang, like how, like many times would you need to satiate that need? How many times would you have to have sex in one night for you to feel fulfilled?
There was a guy who I started dating after the divorce, and we would sometimes have sex like four times a night.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Like back to back to back to back, or like a few
hours
in between.
You get a little
sandwich break.
Little breather. Right. You know,
go to Five Guys and a bacon cheeseburger.
Yeah, get a little bacon cheeseburger.
We used to count. My ex-husband, right. Like, we would count. This was before we were married, ironically.
Obviously. Yeah, weren't those times so cute? Like, God, I just want to have sex with you again. I'm like, now I'm like, all right, let's catch up with some DVR. Got some Jeopardy's on the DVR to go through now.
Yeah.
Well, we were young, right? We were in our 20s. We met in Europe. There were rainy days. And you just kind of stayed in bed. And
yeah. Those are the best
That's
days.
What you did, I know.
Yeah.
Big fan.
Yeah.
When you said stayed in bed, I took a sip of my green tea at the same time. It was like crazy.
Yeah.
Like, and we stayed in bed. I was like, do tell. More. Jen's like, I'm done with these tofu burgers after I got fucked four times.
I need meat. It's moral of the story. Yeah. She likes meat, and she would like it in her.
Yes, just please.
Find her on Instagram at...
Well, the funny thing is, though, I'm not, because of how I am with things, like, I'm not going to just go home with...
No.
You know
but,
what I mean?
But when you're
because, like,
in a relationship,
but
when you're like
in a relationship, when I'm in a relationship, that's like... And he'd always say to me, there's more to a relationship than sex. And I'm like, what? What is there? Like, because I have tons of guy friends. Like, I can talk to anybody about anything. Like, you're the person who I'm boning. Like, that's...
Boning.
like an
80s teen comedy. Yeah. She just used the word boning.
Yeah. You got a big schlong. You want a bone?
You want to eat a hunka chunka?
Yeah. I mean, that's what this is. Like, what's the point? Like, if that's not happening, I don't know.
Was he supportive of your comedy?
I wasn't doing it as much when we were together. He was supportive. He was. I was writing sketch when we were together, and I was trying to get into television writing out in LA, but I wasn't doing stand-up yet. Can you hear? Hi. I wasn't doing stand-up yet. But he, like, I mean, even now we talk about things, and he's supportive of it. But, like... Now that I've exposed how much I'm sick.
She's pulling Sharon Stone to my couch, everyone.
Right? Yeah, no, he was really supportive, and he was a musician, and I was like always there at his shows and stuff. That's why I was asking you how your wife is support wise because I okay. was like I wasn't doing my comedy really as much yet when he was in a band in LA and stuff, and I was like freaking Yoko Ono. I was like, let me get in there because I didn't have my own thing.
So you broke up the band?
Oh no,
yeah. I didn't break up the band, but I like was like, here's my ideas. Here's where you should be going. Here's what you should be doing.
The band's like, who is this?
Yeah, like why are you involved?
You're more of a Linda McCartney type then.
I guess, yeah. More
and
of
he
Linda
wouldn't
McCartney.
Even be like, this is the girl I'm fucking, because, you know.
Yeah. No, it's
and who's this bitch trying to come
I
up and talk to you?
I clean her apartment.
Yeah, yeah. Like, I drive her around, and I make sure she's fed. Yeah, no, but it was because, like, I didn't have my own stuff going on yet. You know what I mean? Like, I didn't have. So it's like, right. So is she supportive of you, like, because she's happy for you? Is she supportive of you because she wants to be doing something?
No,
she's
supported
like,
me, and she just minds her own business.
That's
her. She knows my thing.
And it's her first marriage, too?
It is, yep.
Yay.
How old is she, 19?
No. Oh, but one of my students? No. I wish. No, that's on the record. No, she's 37. 39, 37.
Did you just reveal her age?
I did. No, she's 14. She's from Peru.
She just got her period, so.
Yeah. 29, 16. All right. Hi. Average all those together.
14.
Yeah. Oh, so that's good. So your wife's supportive, wife-to-be is going to be supportive of your comedy career. That's great. It's always funny. People go, oh, how does my wife, how does she take being, you know, married to a guy who does comedy? And it's just like, well, she's good with it. And people love asking about that as well as how we, like, mix and match our own personal life and then with comedy and the process. Like, what's your writing processes, guys? Like, how do you find ideas for comedy? What kind of hits you?
For me?
Yeah, for you.
All of my stuff is stuff that, like, I'm the butt of all my jokes, mostly. Because I do dumb things, I'm this, like, I don't know, but maybe, I don't, how do I explain it?
I'm self-deprecating.
Yeah,
too,
I'm self-deprecating.
I'm much more, I agree, I also do much more, like, life.
Yeah.
Right? Just shit that happens, and then I laugh at myself all the time, and I do dumb things, too, or I have stuff happen to me, and I'm like, you know, this has to become a joke. I don't know. You know what's funny is when I got divorced, technically 2007, so we separated in 2005.
Okay.
But then in 2009, my father passed away, and I started doing comedy, and it was just one of those things where it was, like, really, really therapeutic. Mm-hmm. Because I was like, oh, this is great. Now, every shitty thing that happens to me, I don't have to, like, digest it in a really negative way. I can actually just, like, be like, where's the funny in this?
Yeah.
This is fucked up. This is so bad. But there's got to be something funny in this. And then you take it out on stage and people, and then you get a laugh about it.
Yeah.
And you're like, you know
what?
It's like, burning off my eyebrows was shitty, but I now have, like, a 2-minute bit on it, so
yeah.
I'm cool. Like, that's kind of how fucked up I think about it, but, like, everything now. Although, you know, the typical...
I was
going to
comment, you have nice eyebrows. That Chris Smith business must be really taking off.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I think as comics, we also all hate the like... You know, when people know, in like the muggles in your life know that you do comedy, and then, oh, don't put this in your act, or I got something for your act, or, you know, it's like just.
That's what she said. Hey!
Yeah.
You must talk about us.
Waka, waka, waka.
I love the office people. Oh, are we in your act? Do you do jokes about us? And I'm like, no, I try to be funny.
So true. It's so funny. So I was with my buddy Brett last night. And he loves...
Why did I assume you have a friend named Brett?
I don't know.
You just look like a guy that has a friend named Brett.
And
Chad.
And Travis.
Maybe.
And Trent.
Yeah,
no. No Chad, no Trent, no...
My first boyfriend's name was... I lost my virginity to a guy named Chad.
Me too.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
I was about to go, me too. Oh, shit, he trapped me.
Zing. Mm. No, but my buddy Brett, he loves... We'd be bullshitting the bar, and, you know, these girls were next to us, and he goes... Hey, it's my buddy Kevin. He talks to me. Hey, it's my buddy Kevin. He's a comic. I'm like, oh, Christ. Here we fucking go. I'm like, dude. I'm like, everyone tries to keep that quiet, like, until, like, maybe later on you're ready to reveal. But
right.
Then they're like, oh, you're a comic? Like, that was a joke. I'm like, you're interesting.
I like the one where they're like, are you funny?
No, I intentionally go out to suck.
And I actually did that to a guy. I was at this I just grimace
at people at the mall. That's what I do all
the time. It was great. It was great. This dude sits down next to me, and it was at the cafe above the cellar, and, you know, a lot of comics hang out there. Mm. And I'm sitting at the bar by myself. He sits down next to me, and he's like, oh, are you a comic? And I was like, yes. And he goes, are you funny? And I just looked at him. I was like, nope. And I went back to my beer. And it just shut him down, and it was beautiful. And I was like, I just have to do that. Like, I don't have to sit there and be like, well, you know, it really depends on your sensibilities. Like, some people like my jokes. And you know, like, it's just like, no, I'm not. I'm not funny. There you go. Fuck off.
Do you prefer inflection or deflection?
Yeah.
Implicit or explicit? Impressions or no characters?
Hate it.
I naps all day.
I like to tell, oh, you're a comic. Oh, tell me a joke. I'm like, oh, what do you do? Oh, I'm in, I buy clothes for ladies. So I'll tell you what. How about I ask you to go buy me clothes right now? That's like trying to put me in the spot before I can buy a joke.
But I have to tell you, I was heading into a show with a bunch of comics, and the hostess at the restaurant was just like, oh my God, you guys are comics? Tell me a joke. And I look at her and I go, if they were gynecologists, would you want a pap right about now? She's like, yes, I would. I was like, oh my God, I fucking hate you, bitch.
Was she wearing a YOLO t-shirt, perhaps?
No, she was a hostess, so she was not wearing much.
She a vegetarian?
Didn't look like it. You get what I'm saying. That was a blowjob reference.
Oh, I gotcha. Another sip of the green tea.
Monica, just because he's a teacher doesn't mean he's retarded, all right?
Oh, that's not why I said that.
I know.
I said it for other reasons. Mainly our technology conversation earlier.
So noted.
What's Facebook?
I'm not good with that Facebook.
The Facebook.
The book of faces. The book of faces.
There's fuckbook. I heard you ever hear fuckbook?
Yes.
Is that true?
Yes.
My friend's like, it was a
fuckbook. I haven't used it, but it's basically for hooking up.
Fuckbook. Yeah. Is it?
Where was this shit when I was in fucking high school? Fuck you, technology waiting too long.
You would never be married. You wouldn't have a beautiful child. You'd just be like a degenerate with every STD in the book.
I wear rubbers, all right? Thank you very much.
Rubbers. When I'm boning.
I can't say boning,
but you can say rubbers. Condoms, I need
more. Prophylactics.
Like, honey, do you have the sponge right now? I'm about to pull out.
Is your diaphragm in? Oh my
little
god.
Little saran wrap and a twisty tag. Ready to go.
Oh my god. Imagine this. I mean, these fucking kids now, it's so easy. That's what I hate, like these comedians, like, these male comics, like, I can't get laid. I just want to shake the shit. I'm like, you gotta be fucking kidding me. There's 8 million easier options.
I used to jerk off to a Sears catalog, you motherfucker.
I had hand me down penthouses from France, for Christ's sakes.
Half the pages weren't even, like, viewable.
I called 800 sex hotlines, for Christ's sakes, until the part where they said, give me your credit card, then I hang up. That's what I had to deal with.
And there's always, like, that dad that had the stack of
closet.
Yeah. And you know, I remember, like, looking at that when I was, like, you know, when I was, like, 10. Look at these stack. And I look, and I'm like, whoa. In my head, I was like, I'm glad my dad's not this cool. Like, it's, like, it weirded me out. And he had, some guys had violence, like, sometimes, like, Playboy, but then, like, Hustler was, like, you know, like, the gun.
I had a girlfriend where she, one day she was like, Jen, come here. And she, like, she whispered to me, in case you couldn't hear that. She was like, Jen, come here. And she brought me into her parents' room, and she showed me that she found under her parents' mattress, her dad had lesbian bondage porn magazines. And I was like, I don't know what is happening. Like, I don't understand what's happening. Like, I don't know. Like, this was, like, really, this was, like, 1996 or something. Like, the internet was not.
Because my neighbors their dad had Playboy. And we would, like, look at him because we were curious. And we were like, but Playboy was, like, nice.
Yeah.
Nice. It was, like, models. Yeah. We were like, oh, she likes puppies. That's nice. but, like, yeah, it would be terrifying to find. Now, let me ask you a question. When you were 10 and you saw these magazines, like, did you understand that, like, his dad was jerking off to those, or was that kind of a
subconscious? I don't think it didn't register.
Yeah,
it didn't register. I might have been, I was like 10, 11, 12. I was just like in my head.
This
I was just more so disturbed.
Cool.
I was just
not.
I was a little disturbed. I was like, oh, you know, I'm glad my dad is like just not a or a sexual object. He's just a guy that walks around and yells at me all day. So I just, I'm glad. It's like, he just...
Maybe because he's not a sexual object.
Yeah, he's not.
He's pent the fuck up. That's his problem is.
I think, yeah, my dad has a lot of repressed energy. That's probably why he's...
We say, Kevin, stop fucking making all these goddamn Michael Douglas impressions, all right? And just do your fucking homework.
You want to get fucked?
You remember that one scene in, what was it, Basic Instinct? He goes in and she was like, he was like, that was good sex. And she's like, it was all right. He's like, all right. That was a goddamn fuck of the century.
Do you do that in bed?
Well, I was just like, my next fucking question. He just walks out, fucking dick is still dripping like, that was the fuck of the century.
That's how I proposed. That's how I proposed to my fiance over oatmeal. I stood up and my penis was in my oatmeal. I was like, "You want to get fucked?"
She's like, I love you.
But
you should do that at her parents' like Thanksgiving dining room table. Just tell her, "Hey, honey, I'm gonna get fucked."
I will. I'm gonna. Her father had no clue. He's from Ireland, so he had no clue. I'd be like, when he get fucked, he's like, oh, what is that? What are you talking about? I'm like, never mind, Mr. O'Brien.
Man, he must have a crazy amount of shitty cable sweaters in his face.
Oh, boy.
Do you live in Riverdale?
I listen to that. I live in Woodlawn.
Oh, okay. And, yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah, so it's very Irish neighborhood.
The last remaining section of the Bronx, that's not.
The last outpost for the Irish in the Bronx.
God, I'm trying to remember my first time seeing a fucking... The first time I saw a porno mag. God, I can't remember. I had a buddy, though, like I was in my late... Probably, like, senior in high school, freshman in college. Like, this kid had fucking... Would, at least once every 2 weeks, like, he'd come over, we'd hang out. He goes, oh, yeah, I got another stash for you. He'd have, like, fucking 6 or 7, like, penthouses and hustlers. You go, yeah, I'm done with them.
Oh, I have a question for you.
Yes.
What was the thing with your porn VHS tapes? I remember that. I had a few in the movie, but I was like mortified, and I was like, I can't move these because somebody's gonna find them. So then I was like, I have to get rid of them. How the fuck do you get rid of porn?
Just put it in the dumpster. What do you do?
I had one VHS, and I threw that out. I'm like, oh, guys, I have DVDs now. I'm 21st century. So that I still have the DVDs in the fucking living room. One of them was an ex-girlfriend. This is hilarious. She was like, let's go to the fucking sex store. I'm like, all right, let's fucking go. She went there. She pulls out a fucking Jenna Jameson alien porno. She bought it. And we're in the car.
This was back when Jenna
She bought it. It's out there.
Oh, wow.
She paid for it. She goes,
it's out there.
Yeah, I'll show you later. we'll sit there and watch
it. It's like we're 12 again.
Yeah. Everyone put a pillow on your fucking private parts, please. I don't want to see anything popping up.
I was uptight about saying
penis
on your
kid.
We'll grab some of the diapers.
You have a porno in your
So the best part of the story is she's in the car. She looks through. She bought a few things. She goes, God damn. She's like, how much does porn usually cost? I'm like, I don't know, like fucking $15. She goes, that goddamn DVD cost me $40. I'm like, oh my God, you spent $40 on a fucking DVD.
Wow.
I'm like, Jesus Christ. Her name is Maren. I'm like, Maren, I could have fucking got that online for free. She goes, I just wanted to buy something here. I'm like, $40. Shit!
Did it have like a director's commentary? Did it have like a
I would have more. If
she was still pretty. Though.
I was like, "Where's the blow up doll that comes with this fucking DVD? Yeah. At least you get the collector's edition, like you said." $40, my motherfucker! You're a nursing student. You don't have much money? Jesus Christ!
You had to work hard for perversion back in the day. You
know, yes.
You set it up. It was like a sting operation. You know, it was a curtain.
Yeah.
Curtain.
These kids don't know.
No, they don't know what's going on.
Back in our day.
When I was like
to walk uphill both ways.
When I was like,
I'll tell you, that voice.
Getting hard.
Yeah.
I was like a freshman. My buddies, my bus stop, balling. But we pass out on this DVD, VHS tape, And they go, listen, don't get fucking caught with it, all right? Because it's my fucking dad's, and I'll get in trouble if I get caught. He goes, dude, if you're going to watch it, watch like at 2:30 in the morning when everyone's sleeping. So I fucking set my alarm for like 2:30 in the morning.
Oh, my
woke
God.
Woke up and was
hilarious.
Fucking watching fucking porn and beating it out. I'm like, this is...
That's hilarious. And now it's like you're on the fucking subway and people are just watching porn on their phone.
Yeah.
I'm just like, is that what I...
Have you seen that in the morning? People
yes. Really I was on the 4 so train going uptown for a fucking show. And this dude next to me was a black guy, and he was watching the fucking this.
Sure, it was a black guy.
Positive,
okay.
Because he was watching black porn. This dude just pounds.
They don't watch other.
when you look over and you see this fucking dude laying like butt fucking this girl, I'm like,
yes.
What channel are you watching? He was like, oh god. He had the headphone. He was so like in the
black guy banging a white guy. Oh shit!
I don't get that. What is the point of doing that as a guy? Because it's like to me, it's like you watch porn, so then you can like get off and then go about your day. But I'm like, if you're on the fucking A train, like what's the game plan there? Like you're just like, I really like blue balls, and if I could just go to work all day and
maybe it's a 1 in 10,000 chance he's hoping for where a girl catches him watching porno and. He sees that and he gives it the arching of the eyebrow like the and that's the day he gets lucky. She's like,
oh,
like
he just aches for you.
I think because he can. That's what it is. That's the difference. Because he can. Like back in the day, the stack of things were behind a thing in CVS and you're peeking and the guy's like, get out of there. You can now. He's on the subway. It's just he can. That's the only reason is
but
a,
don't you,
you know
get, like,
accessibility.
A little, okay, yeah, okay.
Think, right? But if you call him on, it's even funnier. Like, what channel he watches? Like, oh god.
Maybe he was on the phone for the articles though. Maybe.
But
that's
I also wonder, like, if it like for the banner ads.
Yeah.
but I want
Viagra Cialis is free.
Desensitized to sex, then because you do have that accessibility, right? So it's just kind of like now it's you can watch it anytime. You watch it all the time, and like. It's not as, you start watching weird stuff because that's the...
You have to, like, keep heightening it.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like,
right.
Oh, on to fisting.
You
on
know, it's
to
like...
feces.
But it's so funny. Like, back to the In-N-Out, I'll make a comparison. It's like when I go to the West Coast or Vegas, like, I have to have In-N-Out,
Right.
But now it's just like, if you live there, like, no big deal. It's like going to the fucking grocery store. Like, now that's the same thing with porn. Like, you had to earn that fucking... that hookup that your buddy had or steal a fucking tape from someone's collection or go to a fucking jerk-off store or whatever. Now it's just like you said, it's like, oh, okay, let's look at the list. Oatmeal, porn, bread, eggs, it's no big deal. It's just it's out there for everyone and it's no big deal now.
Oh, it's so big.
Back in my day, I had to walk 6 blocks to get my fucking titty collection, all right?
That's why I watch hentai now.
You watch
have to have tentacles.
I read stuff. That's my thing now. Now
ooh,
I want
erotica.
Yeah, like I'm just gonna fucking read shit. Like, cause like the videos that you have access to that are free. I'm not giving any porn site my freaking credit card number.
Right.
I'm like,
right.
Come on.
Wait a minute. Is this 2010 or 2015?
Right. Like, well, but like if you go to Pornhub or YouPorn or whatever, it's like the stuff that's available there. Like to comb through and find something that's not.
They have female friendly
but that,
that's the difference between guys and girls.
It's like almost more offensive. Like I don't need some guy like
I think maybe one out of 10 times where I go on like RedTube or whatever the fuck. The front page, 90% of the time, I'm like, oh, that's good enough, and click, and just that. I maybe want 10% of the time, I'll go click to page 2. I'm like, nothing grabs. I'm like,
what?
Oh, good,
like,
click.
Because if you want to see like a guy like banging a woman. That's like what you want to see, right?
I mean, maybe.
You're like, okay, guy banging a woman, done. Huh, I want to see a guy banging a woman.
What do you want to see?
Well, no.
And say it slowly.
With a snapping turtle.
Say it slowly.
I just don't want to see some girl getting banged. You know what I mean? Like, I just don't want to, like, that's not like,
what
oh,
do
right,
you want to see?
A girl getting banged. I don't know. Like, sometimes,
licked.
Like,
foreplay?
Yes.
Preferably licked.
Is that, are you being,
No. Well, I get made fun of because
like,
I watch lesbians.
Because then it's like, I can be on either end of this transaction.
Yeah.
Like,
well, I have a joke about it because, you know, I get shit, like, I, you know, if I tell somebody, like, oh, I watch lesbian porn, and they're like, but you're straight. And I was like, yeah, but the whole point of porn is the fantasy and kind of putting yourself into the situation. And I'm like, have you seen a straight man in porn eat a woman out? It's like a Viking tearing into a turkey leg. Like, that is not appealing.
Yeah. You know? But, it's but not. In the lesbian ones, it's like, the oh, Vikings this is
you're right, a though. Yeah.
What?
No, it's just I'm on the end of porn to me is very violent. It just disturbs, like, anytime, like, I don't go on porn. I'm not being self-righteous. I don't, because it really, I actually get, like, I was on it and I had, like, a full like panic attack.
I was on porn.
I was on it for 7
like
hours.
Like Vicodin.
Well, yeah, again.
For
yeah.
7
the
hours.
Technology.
No, but it's some of it. Is, no, but really, yeah. Some of it is really. Disturbing.
Yeah,
it's like to the point, because once I see an image, I can't get it out of my mind, and it's just you know, fuck my ass and fuck you, bitch.
That's the other thing I was gonna say is like, when you go on like a RedTube or something like that, like it's free, but it also kind of like that front page, if you will, is I think like the algorithm is like whatever's being viewed the most, whatever's mm-hmm, most popular,
yeah.
And it's like I'm gonna sound like such a degenerate. So over the years, but you. I have actually started to notice that it's gone from kind of, you know, heterosex to still hetero, but, like, much more violent stuff or much more exploitative. Like,
okay,
you know,
so
the
I'm,
bang
not,
best.
I'm not...
No.
Okay.
It definitely has. But that's kind of what I was thinking about and talking about is that as we have all this access to porn... You know, we can't satiate that the same way. So then it's kind of like, well, it's not enough to just see two people having sex. Then it's like, oh, well, this is more taboo. Okay, anal's more taboo. Oh,
mm-hmm.
Double penetration, super taboo. Shemales.
Yeah.
You know, like, and it just keeps, like, pushing up and pushing up to the point where probably mm-hmm. we'll all become asexual and just be too neurotic to actually have human sex, and we'll just watch weird stuff on...
Ain't that the fucking truth? Anime, yum-a-dum-dum.
That shit's weird. And I've noticed like, Asian... the Asian type of porn, and I don't mean, like, Asian girls, but, like... They're rapey.
Yeah.
They like the rape.
Yeah.
Oh,
they like
Japan
the rape.
Some disturbing. Don't they have like a day? I don't know. What's it, bukkake? Is that what you call it
mm-hmm.
or something? Where like you know, masturbating in the girl's face and all this like multiple guys circle.
Yeah.
Wait, did you say don't they have a day? Like
no,
they
yeah,
they like
a raid or something. Yeah,
a
it's like
bukkake
you know,
day.
Yeah, it's like it's fucking.
See, this
in
is
Ken
why I hate
in
rain.
Ken McGee's household. That's called Tuesday. Yeah, it is.
Actually,
I just stick my dick in oatmeal and then like Jack's and Pollock,
yeah,
my loved one.
I know.
In
Japan, Michael Douglas dubs like this. That's the Michael Douglas. You know, in Spain, every country has
yeah.
their Michael Douglas.
Yes.
You know, like I went over to Spain one time, just as like a random thought. But I was in Spain hiking, and I looked up, and they were dubbing the A-Team.
Okay.
Yes,
and it was funny because Mr. T was like, he's like, I tell you, fool, and he was like, but it was like his voice was like, yo tengo, hambre, hola. And I went to the bartender, I was like, oh, Mr. I'm like, Señor T, and the guy's like, ah. And I was like, oh shit, and I just left. But
he looked like a guy trying to shoo a vampire away.
Like, yeah, yeah, yeah. But,
he
yeah, there's
a little guard gonna cross into his face. Ah,
yeah.
Be gone, Satan spawn.
So,
how the fuck did Mr. T in Spanish come to about a conversation in porn?
I don't know, but how did that happen?
I don't know.
We're
this ADD, holy dog
safe
shit.
Safe word, just kind of.
What is our safe word today? We haven't chosen
Bukkake.
A safe word.
Bukkake. Oh, Japan. I'm saying Michael Douglas.
I think Mr. T would be a good one. All right. Japan.